SpaceX's satellite internet service latency comes in under 20 milliseconds. NPC Magazine on September 9th by Michael Kahn. SpaceX disclosed the benchmarks in a presentation the company sent to the FCC last Friday. It also revealed the public beta for Starlink is coming to multiple U.S. states. SpaceX says its satellite internet service, Starlink, has achieved a latency under 20 milliseconds, which is on par with ground-based broadband. SpaceX included the data in a presentation it sent to the FCC last Friday, which was spotted by Reddit users. The two benchmark tests, conducted using Ookla's speedtest.net service, show Starlink achieving a 102 to 103 megabits per second download rate, 40 to 42 megabits per second upload rate, and a latency of 18 to 19 milliseconds. Note, Ookla is owned by Ziff Davis, PCMag.com's parent company. The presentation is also attached to a letter from SpaceX's Director of Satellite Policy, David Goldman, which says initial beta tests for Starlink are hitting below 30 milliseconds on latency. For comparison, the average latency for fixed broadband in the U.S. is 25 milliseconds, while the rate on mobile networks is at 48 milliseconds, according to speedtest.net. SpaceX made the filing a day after the company publicly boasted that Starlink is already achieving download rates higher than 100 megabits per second. The benchmarks provided to the FCC indicate the company isn't exaggerating. Interestingly, both benchmarks occurred on June 30 in Seattle, Washington, at a time when SpaceX had only about 500 Starlink satellites in orbit. The company now has more than 700 satellites around the planet, which will likely improve coverage and data speeds. According to the presentation, SpaceX is manufacturing about 120 Starlink satellites each month. The goal is to launch thousands of them into space to enable worldwide coverage and download speeds of 1 gigabit per second. The company is also on track to produce thousands of user terminals consumers can hook up at their homes to receive the satellite-based broadband. In addition, SpaceX plans on gearing up for a public beta trial for users across multiple U.S. states. SpaceX made the filing so that it can modify the position of its initial constellation of Starlink satellites, which is currently orbiting the planet at 550 kilometers, to speed our deployment to polar regions, including Alaska, the company says in the presentation. SpaceX public beta trial is expected to take place in the coming weeks. The company is targeting an official launch before the year ends for users based in the northern U.S. and lower Canada. The global rollout is scheduled for 2021. Users can go to starlink.com to sign up for email updates regarding the beta trials and eventual service availability.